hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 6th of February, 2008. Back to the phones, Mike in Washington. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm an avid listener. I listen to you all the time. It seems like I'm talking to an old friend right now. Sometimes when I hear you talk, I'm like, man, you know, me and that guy could hang out and have a beer, you know, and I'm sorry about your Lions.
Yeah, hey, well, you know.
But I'm a Cubs fan, so.
So you know the feeling.
I know the feeling big time.
I understand.
But, John, what I want to get to tonight is I'm a little confused about the economy. I know you and Robbie, I know you guys, you know, I believe what you say. You guys aren't doing it for just your own selves. You're doing it, you know, to give good advice to everybody out there for the economy and everything. But I remember back when I got out of the military, this was back about 1993, there was a book that came out, and you probably read it, and it was called Bankruptcy 1995, The Coming Collapse of America and How to Stop It.
I barely remember the book. I don't think I ever read it, though.
Well, it was written in 1992, and it spent several months on the New York Times bestsellers.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave a airtight case about how, you know, and by 1995, I mean, the national debt would be such that the income tax, all the taxes collected wouldn't pay the interest on the national debt,
right.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right, right.
And everything would collapse. But since then, things
That was going on the assumption that it would be the national debt that sunk us.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that was their basic premise of the book, I'll have to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But things have gone, I mean, I don't know what the stock market was in 95, but now, recently it hit 14,000, and everything has gone up, gold, silver, real estate, everything, you know, to the max.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, currency has been funny money for 40 years.
Sure. Actually longer than that. It's been funny
right.
money for almost 100 years.
Yeah, well, at least until Nixon took us off the gold standard and everything. And I'm just like, you know, I'm a little confused because, you know, I have a lot of friends who, you know, listen to you and everything, listen to Robbie and everything, and they've taken out second mortgages on their homes and stuff, and they're putting it all into gold and everything, and, you know, I don't know about that. I mean, that might be...
Well, what are you confused about?
Well, I'm confused about... I don't really know if that's a good idea because
why?
Gold is higher now than it's ever been, and it kind of defies the, you know, the old basic adage of, you know, buy low, sell high type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, as we all know, it's been a trap before because the government has one time declared bullion and stuff illegal to own.
Well, and they're going to declare you illegal to exist. If they can get around to doing that, they eventually will. But we're talking about people that are putting their money into a commodity that they know is going to rise and adjusted for inflation. Okay, remember when gold was $35 an ounce? Well,
No, I don't remember that.
Well, okay, but it was historically, if you look it up, it was $35 an ounce. And the story that's floated out there is that, well, they decentralized it and basically it kind of took up with the market with other commodities. Now, that's the story. But if you adjust the value of gold for inflation, gold should be well over $2,000 an ounce today. And it's still floating around, I think it was 900 and some change today. Do me a favor, Mike, hang on. You ask a good question, we'll try to get around to it right after this break.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Mike, I have, if I had any equity in my house, which I don't have, I would have taken out a second mortgage, or I would have taken out a loan against the equity in the house a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Because what is set to happen with the gold market is that it is going to double, at the very least double. And some are predicting that it's going to triple or quadruple, that it's going to go anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce.
I understand that. Yeah, I've heard all those predictions.
Now, let me finish here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because what's going to happen here is that even though you might have a second mortgage on your home, I would have no problem whatsoever walking away from that house, because it is going to be a buyer's market out there. And you already see the price of homes that are overpriced, overvalued right now, coming down. Some areas of the country are reporting as much as 25 to 30%, maybe even 30% or more. Mm-hmm. There have been some cases where I've heard that a guy just called in the show the other day with a $2.5 million house that stayed on the market for 6 years. They finally ended up selling it for $300,000. So my point here is that there is going to be a buyer's market out there. Now, on your issue here of confiscation, let me tell you something. The government's going to confiscate anything from you that they can get their hands on. But here's the clue. If they can get their hands on it. Now, if they order a confiscation, and I'm holding a copy under the executive order that was issued by none other than Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist. Okay, about the it was actually issued on April 5th of 1933. All persons are required to deliver on or before May 1st. Isn't that nice? May Day, Communist Day.
May Day.
Yep. All gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates now owned by them to the Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency or to any member bank of the Federal Reserve System. And then it goes through the different and varying sections here. But they said that gold certificates may be identified by the words gold certificates appearing thereon, the serial number of the treasury seal on the face of the gold certificate printed in yellow, blah, blah, blah. Criminal penalties for violation of executive order. $10,000 fine or 10 years imprisonment or both as provided by Section 9 of this order. Let them enforce it. When they come for my gold, they can have my lead.
I hear you, but...
Now, you seem to have a little confusion here as to why people are converting assets over to gold.
I do. I'd like to get to a stock market. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'd like to get to the stock market. But first, in terms of holding gold or silver assets... I played the platinum market a few years ago, and what I ran into the problem was when I bought physical, actual platinum, and it went way up, what do you do with it then?
Well,
I mean, nobody wants to buy it. If you go back to the place that you bought it, they go, oh, well, you know, come back after lunch. I might have a buyer, blah, 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 blah. You might have bought 10 ounces of platinum at that time, and now now my friends are dealing with this, with the same way with gold. They bought gold at, like, let's say $600 an ounce. Let's say they bought 30 ounces.
Mike, I'll tell you what. If you call up Robbie Noel, he would have no problem taking your palladium or your platinum or your gold or your silver off your hands. No problem in cashing it in whatsoever.
Well, I might have to do that because locally they say, you know, oh, we can't afford that, even though their sign says we'll buy up to everything that you bought up to $500,000.
Who are you dealing with?
Well, I live in Washington State, and I live in central Washington, and there's Spokane to the east and Seattle to the west, and I live in a town about $100,000 people.
Right.
And really, it's hard to to turn a profit off of it after you buy it. Nobody seems to want to buy it.
Who are you dealing with? I'll ask the question again. Who are you dealing with?
Well, myself personally, nobody, because I'm not in that game anymore. I used to be.
Okay, but who is it that's saying to you that they won't buy your stuff back?
The local coin dealers and bullion dealers.
Okay. They're in the business of selling coin.
Right.
Okay, and their margins, that's a real competitive market, and their margins are very low. So for them to take back, and probably what they're afraid of, and they don't have any faith in what they're selling, is the eventuality of what this stuff is going to be worth. They're not willing to take $500,000 of that off your hands, because tomorrow it might drop 10, 20 bucks an ounce.
Correct.
Okay, so these aren't the people. I guarantee you, I don't care. I don't give a damn if you had $4 to $5 million in gold, buddy. If you've got that amount, I'll cut you a check tomorrow for it. So, you know, if you're dealing with coin shops, you're really not dealing. You're dealing with a retail outlet that works on slim margins, and they are not going to take anything of any great value off of your hands.
Right, but they'll sell you great value.
Well, they might sell you collectible coins, you know, which
or bullion or gold rounds or anything else.
Yeah, but if you notice the margins at which they sell it, and again, they're real competitive. They got to compete with a coin shop down the street.
Right.
You know, these are churn and burn operations. They work on a very slim profit margin, and they're not going to buy back larger quantities because, as I just stated, I mean, what just happened to gold here in the last couple of days?
Drop.
I mean, it went 40, 50 bucks down. Now it's back
correct.
Up. So what they're looking at is, well, geez, if I take $500,000 of bullion or, you know, whatever the denominations, however it's minted or struck or anything else, you know, they're looking at their fast turnaround. How fast could I get rid of that inventory if I needed to? You know, how many days would I have to hold on to that inventory to make money and not lose money if I had to turn around and sell it back to the gold brokers?
Correct.
Yeah. So,
and, you know, I'm not, you know, I guess I can turn all those folks on to you and Robbie, but, I mean, locally, or, I mean, even like a 300-mile radius, there's nobody that will touch it after they sell it to you. They're like, you know, if it goes up,
and again,
like,
and again, you're, hello, Mike, again, you're dealing with coin shops, and I just explained to you why they're not going to buy back the product that they sold you.
So what you're saying is deal with bigger brokers.
Absolutely. Like I said, if you called Robbie Noel up and you said, hey, Robbie, I got $4 million I want to cash out, he'd say, hey, hold the line. He would do that.
He has that type of coin?
Pardon?
He has that type of coin?
Let me put it to you this way. He knows the gold and silver markets. I'm telling you, if you got $4 million in gold, I guarantee in 24 hours he'll turn it.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn on a whole bunch of people to Robbie.
All right. Okay.
And, you know, I'm not doubting you, John. I'm not, because, you know, I listen to you avidly, and I believe everything you say. You're a true American, and so is Robbie. But, you know, I mean, this is good news to me.
Well, I'm glad I could be of service, Mike.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. All right. Lou in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Lou. You don't have anything to sell me, do you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to go back just one or two days and one comment you made about women voting.
Mm.
I don't know how much flack you got about
None.
That, but boy,
Zero.
I have sure gotten it when I say it.
Zero. I got, as a matter of fact, there was a lady, a dear lady that called in, and she did not even mention it.
Really?
I didn't get one email, not one phone call, nothing.
Well, you're lucky, because I've said that for years, and boy, you should see some of the looks.
Well, that's because they're afraid of me.
And then the other thing was on the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a thing called the Simpson-Mazzoli Act?
No.
It was enacted over 25 years ago, and that act would made provisions to throw the heads of corporations into jail if they hired illegal aliens. And immigration found him.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that needs to be drug out, and the dust needs to be blown off of that one.
It's never been repealed.
And what is the act again?
Simpson-Mazzoli Act.
Simpson-Mazzoli. How do you spell Mazzoli?
I believe it's M-A-Z-Z-O-L-I.
Okay. I'll have to look that up.
It would be worth asking some of these Congress rats about.
Yeah, they're too busy CYOB, and that's not carrying your own bottle, that's covering your own butt.
True.
Yeah.
True. Well, that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Lou. Thank you. Bill, in the Republic of Anodyne? Where's the Republic of Anodyne? Hello, Bill.
Odessa, Florida.
Okay, gotcha.
But I'm a resident of West Virginia.
Okay.
How are you today, John?
Aside from dental problems, recovering from this god-awful flu, not too bad.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I have in my hand here the top 10 reasons not to vote for Ron Paul.
Uh-huh.
I will read them to you and your audience. Number one, you feel very sorry for the needy corporations and wouldn't get the bailouts and subsidies. Number two, you didn't think he made the song his own. Apparently, you have confused the election with American Idol. Number three, you only trust lawyers as your politicians.
Or vice versa.
Yes. And number four, you think habeas corpus is the original U.S. policy on zombie invasion. Number five, you wouldn't know what to do with the extra money you save from your taxes. Number six, you hate making decisions and look forward to a hassle-free lifestyle of government-controlled future. Number seven, you didn't think he had a chance to run, yet this logic doesn't stop you from playing the lottery.
Good. You know what I really like, Bill?
What's that?
You walk in to buy a lottery ticket, they look at you and they ask you, do you want just one?
Yes.
I walked in and bought a lottery just out of a whim. I bought a lottery ticket one day. The guy looked at me and he said, is one all that you want? I looked at him with an earnest face and an honest question. I said, do you think two will help? He just stood there and looked at me for a second. He wasn't ready for the response that I gave him. Hold on, I'll let you read the other three when we get back. Hold on, Bill, Gabriel, Steve, and others. We'll get to all your calls. 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we are back. Bill, the other three on the reasons why you wouldn't want to vote for Ron Paul.
Here we go. Number eight, being monitored everywhere you go makes you feel like a celebrity. Number nine, you like taking your shoes off at the airport. It makes you feel safe. And number 10, you think the right to bear arms has something to do with T-shirts. And that's the way a lot of people think, unfortunately.
You and I had spoken before the program today, and I had asked you to call in, and we were talking about the Ron Paul deal. Any word out there? What's going on? Is he going to go independent? What's he going to do?
We don't know. One of the things that happened at the West Virginia Convention yesterday was there were three Ron Paul delegates went over to Mike Huckabee's side to prevent Romney and McCain from getting a majority, and take, because this is a winner-take-all state. You can go to see a pretty good explanation of this on Ron Paul 2008, posted today.
All right.
And for any of your listeners who are interested and seriously interested, they can go to the republicofanodyne.com and see what they have to offer there.
All right, and that's Republic of Anodyne, spelled A-N-O-D-Y-N-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What does it stand for, anyhow? What is Anodyne?
Anodyne is a country that is based, independent country that is based in Odessa, Florida, who offers citizenship to people who are willing to fill out the paperwork, as well as passports, gun permits, and other documents that are used by quite a number of people.
And what protections does that afford you, Bill?
It lets you have a driver's license without a chip. For one thing, that is the main thing, which next year all driver's licenses are going to contain a chip or a magnetized strip with all your information on it.
Right, right. You know, I was thinking about this the other day in my delusionary state. You know, I've had people call in, and they were pushing me for the secession of the South once again from the Union. And my argument was that, well, let me see, we've got 30, 40 million illegals in this country from the south of the border. Texas has got its back right up against the Texas border. Then we would have our front facing the north, and I don't think that would be a good situation. And my... I guess in my naivete, I suggested that let's all secede from the United States government, you know, because this is a de facto, no longer a de jure government. They have violated all their tenets and all the oaths of their office. They have violated the Constitution 16 different ways from Sunday. Let's separate the Fed from the states rather than us separating and, you know, doing that route. Confederate States of America, I mean... I don't think this would be real practical nowadays, but I'm starting to entertain the thought that maybe it wouldn't be such a bad deal.
Well, how would you resolve what's happening in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California?
Well, there is a thing, and it's constitutionally provided for. It is the unregulated militia. I think they could be called into service. It would depend on, and according to Edwin Vieira, that we can petition the governor to have the unorganized militia once again, but could you see us petitioning Mr. Perry? Yeah, I can really see that's going to go over like a lead balloon.
A gutless wonder.
Yeah, you know, he's a Romney fan. I'm surprised he didn't jump into John McCain camp, but give him time. He's a flip-flopper himself. He'll probably do it.
Well,
but,
thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, think about it seriously, that Mr. McCain is doing what the Democrats want him to do.
Well, in which I'm going to roll around to the Mr. Wheeler document here, Jack Wheeler. He's a Republican insider. And I'm going to read a harrowing little story that he put out on, and you can look at this on tothepointnews.com, and it's entitled How the Clintons Will Destroy John McCain. And I think they've already picked him. He's going to be the front runner and probably the nominee for the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bill, I thank you for your call, sir.
Yes, sir, and you stay well.
All right, thank you. Let me get through Gabriel and Steve here, and then I want to do this article. It's an eye-opener. You've heard some rumors here. Well, if this is political propaganda, it is a masterpiece. Gabriel in New York. Hello, Gabriel.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good, yeah. It was a real eye-opener, to tell you the truth. That when we went to the polling place, the poll workers... when my mother went, she went before me. The poll workers told her that she would be unable to vote for Ron Paul because he withdrew from the race. So my mother left without voting.
Now, what county is this?
This is Nassau County.
Nassau in New York.
Correct.
And the people that were running the poll there told your mother that she couldn't vote for
Ron Paul
because he dropped out of the race?
Correct. Ron Paul or Giuliani. You could not vote for either of them.
Do you get the feeling how many people are afraid of Ron Paul?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you were to make out an enemies list, and he has enemies that have yet to surface yet, he's made a lot of people really, really nervous. Gabriel, hang on a second. I got to take this break. Steve, I'll take your call after that. And then I want to get into this John McCain thing. Like I said, if this is political propaganda, it is a masterpiece. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Gabriel, what are you guys going to do up there about that? Anything?
Well, I was in contact with Ron Paul's campaign manager here, and he's got to contact the people at the top, but I would like to go forward. I filed a police report at the time, and of course there was some hanky-panky of what really happened and what the police report says to protect the Nassau County police in what happened.
Well, let me know if anything the Ron Paul camp does anything about it. I would be very interested in hearing it.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thank you, Gabriel. Appreciate it.
For the opportunity.
Okay, sir. Appreciate your call. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hi. Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've been really looking at the situation and these choices with the presidency, McCain, Hillary, and Obama, I mean, what kind of choices are those?
Well, they're not.
You know?
I'd much rather have Mr. Huckleberry in there than any of the aforementioned.
Yeah, this is, it's gotten out of hand. If you really take a real look at this, the country's in pretty bad shape, in my opinion. You know, years ago, 5-10 years ago, things weren't like this, but I think the snowball's getting a lot bigger and things are going to happen a lot faster. They're going to keep the turmoil up and create this big quagmire of crap. And I just don't really see a real solution to the problem perhaps in the long term. What do you think?
Well, how deep down the rabbit hole do you want me to go?
Well, let me run this by. I had a thought the other day of what can be done. What can the Patriots do short of taking up arms? Well, what comes to mind would be, let's take the law into our own hands. Let's say the Patriot movement put together $10 million, hired 10 lawyers, the best lawyers you could buy, and took the Constitution to every court in the land. Couldn't we get something done?
Well,
we got the law. We still have the law, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I've been thinking about this.
Go ahead.
And everybody's fired up about Ron Paul, but as I said the other day, everybody's expecting this guy to part the seas and walk on water.
Right.
If he does get in office, there's going to be more enemies that are going to come at him than you can shake a stick at.
Right.
We
got Ron Paul, you know, it's working, we're contributing, that's working.
Right.
Okay, we'll go with that so far.
Right.
And if he goes independent, we'll go with that too.
Okay. But Steve, if for nothing else, this is an educational situation we're looking at. And having said that, I think Ron Paul has been the light bearer, if you can use that term, for encouraging people that heretofore didn't think about getting into the political arena. It stinks to high heavens. It's like a backed up sewage system. But there is going to be a lot of seats that are going to be vacant in the Congress and hopefully in the Senate, and that we can put people into office that really understand what a Constitution is. And we'll have more Dr. No's on Capitol Hill. But, you know, I've said this, Steve, repeatedly, that we are in such desperation, we're going for the grand measure here for the correction of the situation. We did not get into this position overnight, nor are we going to get out of it overnight. But people are still not looking at their own counties. They are still not looking at their own communities. They're not looking at their own states. And what I mean by that is taking it over politically. Everybody has thrown up their hands, walked away from it. If they even vote anymore, they're of the attitude that, well, geez, you can't fight City Hall, so what makes you think that I can get into county government or, you know, I could get in even in state government? Look, we've got some very well-rounded people out there. And going into political office, in my estimation, is not that doesn't deserve a gold star on your forehead. But the people that are seeking these offices and getting in positions of power, whatever that position is, are not following the Constitution. And I dare say, I don't think there's been an executive order issued. I don't think there has been anything that has thrown the Constitution down the old crapper. So we have that law to stand on. What I would suggest, Steve, since we saw such a turnout here for Ron Paul, and we've got so many Ron Paul supporters out there, I would suggest maybe, just maybe I'm out of the box here, but for redress to the government, how about a petition signed by millions of people that we demand that the federal government dissolve because they are now de facto and they are no longer a legitimate government?
Excellent idea. How about taking our Ron Paul supporters in this country and shifting them to another approach?
Well,
we got the numbers and we get the money together.
So
the question is, what's that shift? I mean, there is not one patriot in state or federal government. Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
Okay. We got a hell of a long way to go if that's going to be our approach.
Well, like I said, we didn't get into this problem overnight, and it's not going to be solved overnight. But what we do need is the people that are willing to come forth and say, you know what, Enough of this crap. We are going to follow the law, and we're. Well, and hold on a second, Steve. And we are demanding of you, Mr. or Mrs. Representative, that you follow the Constitution, or you've got to vacate your seat. And if there is enough public pressure, not only on our own state legislatures, but on the federal legislature, they're going to sit up and take notice.
Well, at the rate things are progressing now, that will take 10 or 20 years.
Well, I don't know if it'll take that long, but
you know how much carnage is going to be in the wake of that?
Well, hey, look, pal, I'm here to tell you something. Steve, we've abrogated our responsibility for being active in our own government. This is what a republic took, was our participation to begin with. Since we've walked away from that for so long and allowed this to get so bad, any way you cut this, it is not going to be a pleasant solution, and it's not going to be done overnight. And what you said earlier, if all else fails, then we go from that ballot box to the cartridge box. Sorry to say it, but hey, that's just going to have to be the way it's going to go, because I am not going to be an abject slave to the corporation.
Well, prepare to die.
Well, hey, guess what? We're all going to do it one day anyhow.
Let me
just throw this in here, Steve. I don't give a damn how long I live. I care about the quality of my life while I am alive.
Well, that's a great quality, and I think that I hope that every man lives that would hold that.
Well, as long as we can get the men to put the pants on, they're going to have to take.
Well, no
shit. Hey, thanks for your call, Russ in Texas. Hello, Russ.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Just don't say the S word.
No, I won't. I wouldn't do that to you. You know, I think there's another a box that we can use between the ballot box and the cartridge box, and that's the cash box. You know, accountability is a two-way street. And if we want government to be accountable to us, then we should be willing to be accountable with our tax dollars. But if government is not accountable to us, then we ought to just, as Bob Schultz said, no answers, no taxes. Just in response to the previous caller. The reason I called was because as many times as you've interviewed Ron Paul, have you ever had
I never have interviewed Ron Paul.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. I thought he'd been a guest on numerous different shows on RBN.
He might have been, but he's never been on this program.
Huh. Okay.
And when he does come on, I'm going to have him on for a full hour. And as I spoke to his friend just last night, I said, I'm of two minds. I don't know whether I want to do this interview or not, because I'm not going to be just a rah-rah, a sis-boom-bah guy.
Well, he needs to be accountable, too, and that's my question, is, we understand that since March 9th of 1933 that we've been under a declared state of national emergency,
mm-hmm.
and according to Senate Document 93-549, most people have lived their entire lives under emergency rule, and the Constitution has been suspended. Now, how does Ron Paul come about with all of this using the Constitution as a litmus test? How does he expect that to pass muster when, in reality, there is no Constitution?
Well, and again, you're talking about the mechanizations and the shenanigans of the federal government. I don't have a short and quick answer for that, but I do know this. As I stated earlier, there's been not one act of Congress, not one act of the president through executive order or presidential directive or anything else that has flushed this Constitution down the toilet. It is still the law of the land.
Well, but apparently, according to that national emergency in 1933, it was set aside. Is it not? I'm going to have to go back and review those documents.
Yeah. Well, and when you do, give me another call, because I don't care. I don't give a damn what they have said. I don't care what mechanization they have used to discount or discard the Constitution. It's not legal to do so.
Well, I understand that. And you and I both know that every year they renew the emergency.
Right.
Okay. And let's say that Ron Paul said, okay, as the executive, I am going to set the emergency aside, and we're going to go back under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's to keep these yay-hos from coming in and doing something either as a terrorist attack or as a financial attack to cause the justification of re-implementing the emergency?
Well, if he were the president, he could stop that, because I think he has to sign it.
Well, I think my point is, in calling, is that I would really like to hear his answer.
well,
to that.
And you know what? When I get him on the air, I hope that you're around, Russ, to call in and ask him that question yourself.
Well, John, I'm around quite a bit.
All right, sir.
God bless you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Does the president, a thought just struck me, does the president have the ability to disband Congress? Whoa. If Ron Paul did get the presidency, could he suspend the Congress, Senate, for not acting in the interest of the American people? Whew. Maybe he could. Maybe we could do that. First, we got to get him in there. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
I'd like to just say, starting out, that I'm glad to hear some younger people calling in. I know they're maybe a little behind what's going on, but it's really good to see their interest is perking up and that they're not worried about all the football and all the nonsense on TV. So I really congratulate them for calling in.
Wayne, I got a news flash for you here. If the New York Giants could win Super Bowl 42, I think we can take this country back.
No doubt about it.
How's that one for an analogy?
Not bad. Hey, John, I know you want to get to that one article, but I want to throw something out that maybe could be expanded down the road. I'm in that anybody but Hillary crowd also, and I feel like that maybe someday we could elect a good black conservative with the right credentials.
I would not have a problem with that.
Yeah. But, you know, in seeing this Obama character get more press and everything, I started doing some research on him. I came across a website called freedomsenemies.com, which I'd recommend people go to because it has about a 20, 30-year history of him and other people that are, you know, maybe going to have give us a problem down the road.
What was that website again?
Okay, freedoms, plural, freedomsenemies.com.
Enemies, plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I found out is this fellow's full name is Barack Hussein Obama, which I'm sure some of these people standing there clapping and smiling for him would be kind of surprised to hear. And what I'm learning is that this guy is really for every anti-American cause we can think of. I don't say liberal anymore. I say anti-American because that's exactly what him and Hillary are all about. You know, the pro-gay marriage, pro-gun control and everything.
Well, I just call Hillary flat out what she is. She's a communist.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. But one interesting feature in his background, he's affiliated with his church called Trinity United Church of Christ in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And his church gave Louis Farrakhan a Lifetime Achievement Award back in 2007. And, you know, we know Farrakhan's background.
Right.
And one of the things that they're notorious for is this black value system.
Mm-hmm.
I urge everybody to pull this thing up and read it, especially item number 8 when it talks about for black people to disavow middle classness, which I take as a direct anti-white attack.
Well, wait a minute. Are they advocating the vowel of poverty?
Well, you know, it's kind of this way. You know, in this black value system, they're talking about some pretty decent stuff. You know, commitment to God and pursuit of excellence and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of mix right in the middle of this whole thing, disavowing this middle classness, which I take as don't follow the white man's middle class, achievement stuff like that. And what this thing says is the classic methodology of controlling captives, which they say they are, is that captors try to identify the talented people in the captive group. And they say, and this is what they say here, those so identified are separated by the rest of the people by either killing them off directly or fostering a social system that encourages them to kill off one another. So this is what they're teaching some of these young black kids in churches like this under this so-called value system.
Is Barack Obama himself a Muslim?
That, based on what I've read, I feel like he's a closet Muslim. I feel like he has Muslim beliefs. And he has a strong Muslim background, but as you know, he probably went, like Bill Clinton, into the Christian church just to put on the front that he's a Christian that would get that, you know, section of the vote.
You know, I'm not picking on Barack Obama for his mixed race, and I understand that his wife is an avowed racist, but I have a hard time imagining this guy seated at the Oval Office. I mean, am I going to vote for a guy that's got purple lips? I mean, this guy had a white guy in the woodpile somewhere, and we can't even elect a black man. I mean, he's got to be of a mixed race.
Sure. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, he's got backing from people like George Soros. And every time I look at him now, possibly being president, I keep thinking of Robbie's famous phrase, South Africa's past could be America's future.
Big time.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll let you go, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Wayne. Peter in Canada. Hello, Peter.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Good. Just quickly wanted to throw something in about the Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Ron Paul, his message is, well, obviously it's accurate, but it's to the fluorite heads, it's dry. So he kind of needs a little bit of a kind of a pick-me-up for the campaign. So obviously he's going to have to go independent because GOP's, I don't see them nominating him. So
well, and there's only going to be one nominee, so that means either Mitt Romney is going to go bye-byes, Mr. Huckabee is certainly going to go bye-byes. This is the only chance that he's got. But my question about this, if they've been ignoring him, being on the debate platform, running as a GOP candidate, are they going to ignore him and not include him in any debates if he runs independent?
You want to hold me over to the other side, John?
Just briefly. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Peter in Canada, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm not sure how original my suggestion is, but like I said, as far as Ron Paul when he goes independent, and I'm thinking of a vice presidential running mate who will not only bring the spice to the campaign, but his own cash so that they can actually compete with the Republicans and Democrats. How about vice presidential running mate Ross Perot?
Okay, was that a question or a statement? You kind of ended it with a little lilt on the end. I thought it was a question.
A statement.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, I thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right, sir. I was just sent something here. It was faxed over. I don't have time to read this because I can't read and talk at the same time, or chew bubble gum for that matter. Patrick in the UK. Hello, Patrick. I guess I'm not going to get around to this John McCain thing. I'll have to save that tomorrow.
Good evening. I'm sorry. We all want to hear your piece. It's not about what I sent you a fax, but it's not about that. Can I just tell you and your viewers, this ties in with whatever we're saying. Tonight, the BBC on Newsnight showcased none other than Wesley Clark, a 12-minute interview about Afghanistan, which was not relevant to current goings on at all, interviewed by Kirsty Walk, which is the nearest thing you clone you could find to Hillary Clinton. She's actually been pushing Hillary Clinton on the BBC for about a year now.
Uh-huh.
So what's the betting Wesley Clark is going to be showpieced on your networks as of now? And watch out for this. The BBC's affiliate in America is ABC. And Ted Koppel is actually coming on. I know he's retired to do a Newsnight program next week.
Well,
How about that?
Aren't we interchangeable?
No, absolutely. Because I just supposed to tip you off about that, and I'll let you get back to do your final piece if you want to.
Okay, well, Pat, I appreciate it, but the thing with Wesley Snipes, they didn't talk about him beating the IRS?
Sorry, who?
Wesley Snipes. You said Wesley Snipes.
No, Wesley Clark.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Clark.
No, Wesley Clark.
Really?
Did I say the wrong thing?
No, I might have heard you incorrectly.
Sorry, I talked too fast anyway. No, Wesley Clark, former chief of the Allied Forces in NATO, et cetera, and Waco, et cetera. So they did this ridiculous 12-minute interview about Afghanistan with Malcolm Rifkin, who hasn't been in power for 15 years in the Department of Defense here,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about this, that, and the other, and additional equipment in Afghanistan, and basically it was a PR job for Wesley Clark. So I was saying, watch out for him to be showcased on American media, and then he'll be running as Hillary Clinton's deputy when they introduce martial law.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I can't get into this McCain thing, but I got about a minute and a half to get into this one, and this is right up your alley there, Patrick, because you're in the UK. TheScotsman.com, stop and search or face losing your job. Michael Howie, Home Affairs, police officers have been threatened with sack, meaning fired, if they do not carry out enough stop and searches. Two British Transport Police, the BTPs, their officers have claimed they are under pressure to meet unofficial targets to stop and search travelers in the wake of last year's Glasgow airport terror attacks. The anonymous whistleblowers claim senior Scottish BTP officers have been sent an email from Glasgow-based Inspector Vincent Smith stressing the importance of the searches, the importance of it. According to the report yesterday, the email stated, Assistant Chief Constable Pacey has indicated officers not complying with his instructions will be moved from their post or even disciplined to the level of losing their jobs. What goes in England and Scotland will go here in America, as well as in Canada. Sorry to my Canadian friends in the North, but, you're all part of that North American Union now. We need to buddy up and defeat the bad guys. Because if the bad guys get hold in this country, and in yours, Katie, bar the door, turn out the lights, because the party is over. That'll do it for us today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thank you for your kind words welcoming me back. I am here in body and somewhat of a mind, and I think the spirit is soon to follow. At any rate, we're still recovering, but glad to be with you today, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.